This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We are going to start today with the drug industry and its reaction to Ebola. Ebola infected 1,000 people in West Africa in just the past week, according to the World Health Organization. And Johnson & Johnson is the latest company to say it will join the race to find a vaccine. They'd like to start human trials as soon as January. J&J is even talking with its rival, GlaxoSmithKline, about a collaboration. From our health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on why the industry has kicked into high gear.
Most days, Johnson & Johnson and GlaxoSmithKline are fierce rivals. Glaxo's Donna Altenpohl says most days, drug makers aren't facing an Ebola outbreak.
What you're seeing is you're seeing a collaboration among industry, collaboration with governments, to really address what is becoming a horrific public health crisis.
Until recently, developing a vaccine wasn't viewed as lucrative. But Adil Mahmoud, former president of Merck Vaccines, says the power of this virus is persuasive.
What has changed today is failure of almost all control methods that we know that exist.
Mahmoud says with public health efforts like quarantine and containment falling short, it's now obvious a vaccine is needed. It's clear there's a huge market. It's not clear how profitable that market will be. But believe it or not, that's secondary to drug makers, says USC economist Joel Hay.
They hope that if they develop good vaccines that they will be compensated at some point. But I don't think they're doing this out of a profit motive. I think they really are doing it because they believe it's the right thing to do.
Certainly, down the road, the company that comes up with a vaccine first could score a major public relations win. But right now, Hay says nobody, including the drug makers, stand to benefit if Ebola spreads beyond West Africa.
Just think what would happen if people thought that airplanes were not safe to fly in. You know, the economy could be devastated very quickly.
Hay says for pharmaceutical companies in the business of making people better, it's gut check time. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.